Okay, good evening and welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Vayetze. We all know the story in Parshas Vayetze that when Yaakov arrives in the house of the community of his uncle Lavan, he meets and falls in love with Rachel and wants to marry her. And the first source in Perek Chav Tes of Bereishis, starting Chav Beis, Vayesov Lavan is Kol Anshei Hamakom Vayas Mishteh. Lavan gathers all the people in the neighborhood. He makes a big party. And then he pulls the big switcheroo. Pasuk Chav Gimel, right? Ahivayer Vayikach Ez Leah Vitov Elov Yavoyelah. So he pulls off the switch and he gives Leah, his daughter Leah, to Yaakov to marry instead of Rachel. And he gives the maidservant Zilpah. And then the Chav Hey in the morning, Vayiva Boka Vayinehi Leah. In the morning, of course, Yaakov realizes that he's been tricked. And he comes to Lavan. He says, what did you do? Halo Barachel Avarati Imach. Well, Amarini Sani, I worked for Rachel. Why do you trick me, deceive me like this? And Lavan responded, Chavav, I am a Lavan, Lo Yehosa came in Komeinu, Lo Asei Satsil Fnei Bechira. And around here, we don't have the younger one get married before the older one. At some point that, a little bit of a shtach to Yaakov, you know, criticism, implied criticism of Yaakov, who took the Bechorah away from his brother, as if Lavan was saying, I don't know about where you come from, but around here, the older is the older, and the younger is the younger, and we keep things Mesunadik over here. Okay. Anyway, but, he says, in Pasuk of Zion, that's the key Pasuk for us, now, Malei Shavua Zos, finish out this week, okay, the week of, but it doesn't really mean this week, as we'll see in Rashi, finish out the week of this one, Malei Shavua Zos, the week of this woman, Rachel, right? And then, Benitla Chagam Zos, I'll give you the other daughter as well. If you'll agree to work another 7 years, and he finished the week of belonging to the first wife, to Leah. So Rashi points out, it's a grammatical Rashi, but it's an important point. The phrase, Perkav Tes Pasuk of Zion, the phrase, Malei Shavua Zos, Rashi points out the word Shavua is not Shavua, a week. Okay, because Shari Nakud Bechatov, that's what means a Shua, right? The word, it says Shavua, means it's a belonging to. Malei Shavua Zos, the week, so to speak, it's the week belonging to this, and it means a week, but it's not a standalone word, Shavua, but Shavua Zos, it's attached, it's a possessive, it belongs to the other word, the week of this one. Okay, Vehain, what does that refer to? Vehain Shivis Yemei HaMishteh. This refers to the 7 days of celebration. Okay, I entitled the shiur, the origins and nature of the Sheva Brachas week celebration. Okay, that's what we call the week of Sheva Brachas, the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh. And that expression is found, says Rashi, with Talmud Yerushalmi Moed Katan, which we'll see. The Efshalom HaShavua Mamash can't be a week. It's not exactly 1 week. Shim Kena HaTzachlan HaKed B'Patach HaShin. Should have been a Shavua, we call it Kamat, under the Shin. And not only that, but Ra'od Sheshavua LaShon Zohar, to say Shavua Zeh, this week, if it meant this week. Okay, as we see, Shiva Shavua, Shiva's Lashon Zohar. Okay, Lefichach Ein Mashma Shavua El Shiva. Fine, Rashi points out, he's made the point. Shavua Zos, the week belonging to this one. In other words, a celebratory week belonging to this one. That's what it means, Malei Shavua Zos. Not Shavua Zos this week, because then it would be Shavua Zeh, but Shavua. Okay, so that's what the Rashi points out. And it's a reference to the Shiva Simeon Mishnah, the 7 days of celebration that are associated, that we call nowadays the Sheva Brachas week, right, after the wedding. That's basically what's going on over here. Finish out, says Lavan, the week, you know, the Shavua Zos, the week of this one, this Sheva Brachas week, so to speak, the week of this celebration, and then you can marry the next one, have the next right away. The Ramban points out on that same pasuk, Perkov Tes Pasuk Ozaim, Nitnalacha, Hanochon Be'ena, Kidivre Lavan Baroma. Lavan, of course, was a sly character, and his words were all deceptive. Okay, Omer LeYaakov LeEsav Kenim Kamein, as if he was saying, what do you want from me? I had to do it. You know, I had to have you marry Leah first because around here, Kilo Anichuni, Anshamokam Lasos came. The people, wasn't me. I'd be happy to let you marry Rachel, but you know, the people around here wouldn't tolerate it. That's not the practice around here. Kinevolahu etzlam. It's a big avla, something that they detest. Aval temalei shavua zos, finish the week of this one. I'll give you this one, and not only me, v'nitan lecha ani v'chol anshe amokom gam ezos. We'll have another party. Shekulanu naskim adav. We'll all agree. V'nasel lecha kovod u'mishtek ha'asher asinam arishona. We'll make another big party and a big celebration, another week of celebration for this one. So the idea is you have this week of celebrations called the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh. That term actually appears in Tanakh, although not here. Here it's just called Shavua Zos, but you look in the fourth source in Shoftim, Sefer Shoftim, not Parsha Shoftim, the Sefer Shoftim, but Shimshon, right? Perek Yud Dalet Pasuk Yud Vayered Avihu El Ha'isha. Okay, this was when Shimshon married Delilah. and they made a party in Sunki Kenyas Abhurum, Ayikos and Kach Sloshim Remayu Ito, Mayomalahem Shimshon, Shimshon gave them a riddle in Pasuk Beis. Achuda Nola Chem Chida. Let me give you a riddle. Remember the story of Shimshon. Anyway, im Hagei Tagidu Osali Shivis Yemei Hamister. He was having the 7 days of celebration after marrying Delilah, and he gave them 7 days, the rest of the week of the Sheva Bracha, so to speak, the Shivas Yemei Mishta, to solve the riddle and so on. Okay, that's what's mentioned over there. The Malbim comments on that Pasuk and Shoftim, Perek Yudal, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ba'amram Shimshon, Achudu Lachem Chida, Yimagei Tagil Osol, Shivas Yemei Mishta, Iker Kedivar, Fodah Shalem Zman, Ad Sof Shivas Yemei Mishta, Sha'achar Enisun. This is the 7 days of Mishta, which immediately followed the wedding. Well, again, we call it nowadays the week of Sheva Brachas. But that's the Shivas Yemei Mishta, again, a term that appears in Tanakh. It also appears in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Nagoyim, which we'll come back to, the Mishnah Maseches Nagoyim, talking about Saras, Paragimel, Mishnah Beis, so 6, Choson, Shanira Bonega, if a Choson has what may be a Nega, Saras, right, and if some kind of an affliction, maybe Saras, Nosin lo Shivas Yemei Mishta. You don't look at it right away. You give him the week of the Shivas Yemei Mishta, whether it's Lo, Ulebeis, or Lechusa, whether it's Saras on his body, or on his house, or on his garments. You don't look at, again, you're not declared, either a person or the clothing or the home is not declared to be a mitzorah, but to have tzaras, until the kohen looks at it, makes a declaration. So therefore, they would postpone the declaration, right? We'll leave it out for a week, and we'll look at it later. So that's what the Mishnah Gom, again, using the term Shivas Yemei Mishta. Okay, so I'd like to discuss this evening what exactly is the nature of this, or the celebratory nature, the origins and the nature of the Sheva Brachas week celebration. I'm not going to discuss anything about the so-called Sheva Brachas themselves. That's not the topic tonight. We have and can't talk about it. We talked about it. We can't talk about it another time about the Sheva Brachas and various halachas that relate to the recitation of Sheva Brachas, the end of benching. That's any time you have a meal with 10 people tended on behalf of the Chasna Kala during that week. So you have Sheva Brachas, fine. And also not even talking so much about what the Chosin and Kala cannot do during the week, just what the nature of the celebration is. So we have a Mishnah in Moed Katan, Daf Chesam Beis. The Mishnah says in Source 7, Moed Katan is about Yom Tovim, right? Specifically about Chalamoid. So it says, Ain Nosim Noshem B'Moed. You don't have a wedding, certainly not on Shabbos. You don't have a wedding on Chalamoid either. Well, you think that might be a good time to have a wedding, no? And it's a chalamoid, people are off, and it's convenient. Okay, but the Mishnah says you don't have a wedding during the moed. Lo besulos lo amon. It doesn't matter whether the girl is getting married for the first time, she's married before. It doesn't matter. Lo miyabim, it also unto yibim, which is similar to a wedding. Why? Says the Mishnah, mipnei shesimcha hilo. Because the great simcha for the chasen to get married. And the Rashi says, what does that mean? So Chesam Beis, Rashi is before Shmi Gemara. It tells you, look in the Gemara, you want to see it. What that means, we'll look in the Gemara, in the Source 9, the Gemara, same daf and Markot, and Chesam Beis. V'chisimcho hi lo my havi. So what's the matter? What's a strange line in the Mishnah? You don't get married during Chalamoid because it's a big simcha for the chosen. So, are we opposed to simcha? I mean, we're all Litvish here right now. We're opposed to having too much simcha. What does it mean we have to, we don't have marriages during Chalamoid because it's a simcha? What's wrong? So Amar Behuda Amar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Beleza Amar Beoshia, Amar Beleza Amar B'chanina, whoever it was, says, L'fi she'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Nothing wrong with having simcha during Chalamoid. The problem is that we don't mix or intermingle two different sources of simcha. During Chalamoid and on Yontif, the simcha is supposed to be focused on that Yontif, on the Moed. Okay, if you're going to get married, then the simcha will be on the marriage. And that's why we don't get married during the week. So even though, again, we have this concept of Shavua Zos from our Psukim and Shivas Yemei Mishta that appears in the Pasuk and Shoftim and the Mishnayos, here we're saying now that there's something celebratory. It's called Shivas Yemei Mishta, but something celebratory about this week. And we don't want to have a celebration during the week of Chalamoid, okay, during Yontif, that focuses on a wedding. Rashi, Moed Katan Chesam Beis was 10, my havi, v'chi simcha asur b'yontif. What's the matter with simcha and Yontif? Right, the ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Now I mix, klomar be'inan delisamech b'simchas moed l'chudei. On Yontif, our simcha has to be exclusively focused on the Yontif. We're rejoicing because it's Pesach, because it's Sukkot, or whatever. You know, we're rejoicing in whatever the nature of the simcha is on Yontif. And therefore, a simcha of getting married, we don't do it at the same time. And Tosfos says, there in Moed Katan Chesam Beis 11, levisha ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, gzeres ha'kosev. It's a gzeres ha'kosev. So what looks like from Tosas, the concept to Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha says Tosas, the Raisa concept. Kedah Dorish L'Kamon Mikro De Shlomo. As the Gemara will learn it out, we'll see in a moment, the Pasuk regarding Shlomo Melech. Ubirushalmi, says Tosus, Dorish Midiksim Malay Shuozos. Tosus there in Modkot and Chasan Beis, Dilmat Chasan Beis, Dilmat Salafish, and Marvin Simcha Besimcha says that in Yerushalmi, the source of Ein Marvin Simcha Besimcha is this Pasuk in our Sedra here with Lavan telling Yaakov Malay Shuozos. And then Tosus gives a reason. The Tan, Niriksas, the Kimosha Ein Osin Mitzvahs, Chavilos, the Be'inan She Liboy Ponul Mitzvah Achas. Right, just like we don't do mitzvahs in groups and in bunches so that you can concentrate on each mitzvah individually, so too. V'chein simcha, b'simcha, yelibo ponei b'simcha. Your mind, your heart should be focused on the one particular simcha that you're celebrating, that namely the simcha of Yontav and not something else. Okay? So the Gemara that the Tosis there in Chesem Beis refers to is the upcoming Gemara on Tesem and Aleph, which focuses on a posuk in Melachim Aleph Perches, source 12, Melachim Aleph Perches, posuk Samech Hei, that's from the Haftarah on Shmini Atzeres, this is the sukkahs. Vayah Shlomo Boris Reyes Achag, Shlomo celebrated Sukkot with Chol Yisrael, Imo, Kehal, Gadol, Melvoch, Hamas, Arach, of the time. Lots of Jews from the north to the south and so on. Lifnes, Melkeno, Shivas Yomim, Vishivas Yomim. This is the time of the building and dedication, the completion of the building and the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. There was, in effect, a 14-day celebration. You had 7 days that they celebrated the building of the Beis HaMikdash, immediately followed by the 7 days of Sukkot. And then the Pesukim went on the 8th day, what we call that, Shmini Atzeres. Okay, we went home, fine. The Gemara in Moed Katan, and of Tesem Abayis, asks 13, V'de'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha minolan. How do we know the Ein Ma'arvin? The Gemara said, right, we had the Gemara before, that the earlier Gemara said on Daf Chesem Abayis, the reason why you don't get married in Yontif is because Ein Ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. But here the Gemara says, well, who says Ein Ma'arvin simcha b'simcha? Where does that come from? How do we know Ein Ma'arvin simcha b'simcha? So the Gemara says, Dixim, it quotes this pasuk, okay, that Shlomo HaMelech did not mix the celebration of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, of the newly completed Beis HaMikdash, with the celebration of Sukkot. Okay, because on the second line, listen, they finish the Beis HaMikdash, in a few days is Sukkot, so let's hold off, we'll make a big, happy celebration on Sukkot. It'll be a double celebration, it'll be Sukkot, and it'll be the celebration for the completion of the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo didn't do that. He had the celebration of Beis HaMikdash first, okay, and then Sukkot second. So, right, that's the idea. So the Gemara asks, 1 second.
At the same time, it was Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right?
There was actually Rosh Hashanah. Was Yom Kippur and the whole discussion that year they fasted Kippur, remarkably. That year it seemed that they did not.
But the Gemara isn't bothered by, you know, celebrating two things at the same time.
Right. There, Yom Kippur, where there's a Chiyuv of Simcha and Yom Kippur, that's a shir in its own right. Not for right now. There may not be a Chiyuv of Simcha or not the same type of Simcha on Yom Kippur, so maybe it's not a contradiction. You go to Aura, but maybe not, you know, maybe Yom Kippur is different. Anyway, the Gemara then asked, though, 1 second. So, how do you know from there that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? Lemaisa, the Beis HaMikdash was completed earlier. So I understand from that source that you don't delay the celebration of a simcha just in order to have it match an upcoming simcha. That I get. But maybe what if it happens to land that way? Then maybe you can combine them. In other words, you don't schedule it that way, right? Here, Shlomo HaMelech finished the Beis HaMikdash before. So from the fact that he didn't wait to celebrate, so that we see we don't wait to celebrate. If it's going to interfere with another simcha, but if it lands, happens to land out, maybe we would. So I said, no, okay. You could have left over something. We could have left over something. Who said he had to put the last, bang in the last nails and the last pieces of wood and so on? Could have waited, right? And then I said, no, that's no proof. Maybe sure, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, you're doing a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. You don't delay anything. So you could have left something out in the roof. Anyway, the Gemara says, really, it's learned from the fact that it says, Shivas Yamim, Shivas Yamim, Arbaas or Yom. When you look at the pasuk back in 12, that pasuk Malachim Aleph Perkes, pasuk Samech Hey, it says Shivas Yamim, Shivas Yamim, Arbaas or Yom. Seven, they celebrated 7 days plus 7 days, which is 14 days. So is the Torah giving us an arithmetic lesson, telling us that there is not the Torah, but the pasuk telling us that 7 plus 7 is 14? We already knew that. So why do I have to specify and say it was 7 days plus 7 days and also tell me it's 14 days? Either tell me it's 14 days or tell me it's 7 plus 7. We can figure out the arithmetic on ourselves, on our own. So the Gemara answers, Shema Minah, Hanei Lechud, Hanei Lechud. The pasuk is stressing. These two were totally separate, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Okay, so that's, again, you can look at the Rashi there in Mod Cotton. That's the Sugi in Mod Cotton, Daf Tesem, and Aleph. And Tosfos explains, why would you want to delay possibly and combine two simchas into one? Tosa says it's a simple matter of practicality in terms of people's work. Look at 15. Okay, Iboya Lilaminter Arachag. How many days in a row can people take off from work? Your boss will get angry after a while. Right? Okay, you have the week of Sukkot. Now it's going to be 7 days plus another 7 days. You know, maybe it makes more sense to combine them. People, you know, you can't tell people they have to miss so much work. Okay, anyway, what emerges from all of that is that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the celebration of Sukkot were separate. That teaches us Ein Ma'ar Ben Simcha B'Simcha. And how do we know Ein Ma'ar Ben Simcha B'Simcha? Again, from that pasuk. However, as Tosus already told us, Tosus back in 11 on Chesam Beis, Dima Maskel Lefi, told us in the Yerushalmi they provide the source for this from our pasuk here in Parshas Vayetzi. So here's the Yerushalmi, Moed Katan Perak Alav Alachazayin. By the way, Rashi that we started with, Rashi in our parsha, source number two in Perak Avtes Pasuk Chavzayin on the words Malaysh Shavuzos. Right, he says this is Shivat Mishnah and refers to this Yerushalmi. Okay, so this Yerushalmi says the following. 16. Yerushalmi says, "Perak Aleph Amoy Katan Alach Hazayin." Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha Shama Alamin Hada Malei Shuozos. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha learned from this phrase the concept of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and as the Korban Eid explains, Malei Shuozos in 17. But also the Shnei B'Shavu Achas Elish Ein Ma'arvin. They didn't combine them. Apparently, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Okay. Now, what this does indicate, of course, is that there are 7 days of celebration in association with a wedding, right? It's 7 days of association, of celebration with a wedding as well. Okay, by the way, it's not just the Yerushalmi, but the Medrash in our Parsha, Bereishis Rabbah, the Medrash Rabbah here in Vayetze, Parsha Ayin, Simon Yud Tes, source 18, Malei Shuozos also quotes the same Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, Mikan Shem Rabbi Simcha V'Simcha, Ela Malei Shuozos. So you have Yerushalmi, you have a Medrash, they all learn it out from this Pasuk. Similarly, a Pirkei d'Eliezer. Okay, we'll see something else in the Pirkei d'Eliezer shortly. We look at 19. Pirkei d'Eliezer, another compendium of Midrashim, collection of Midrashim. Parak Tez Zayin. 19. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Minayin, Anul Meidim, Shivis Yimei HaMishteh. Where do we learn that there is a concept of Shivis Yimei HaMishteh? But Yaakov Avinu, Kishanos Asleya, also Shivis Yimei HaMishteh, Shinemar, Malei Shvozos. Right? The Pirkei d'Eliezer. You see, it's interesting because the Yerushalmi and the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah in 17 and 18, 16, 17 and 18 respectively, are telling us that we learn the concept of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha out from this pasuk. But the Pirkei d'Eliezer says it's not just that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. I mean, it's true, we do learn that, but we also learn that there is a Simcha associated with the 7 days of the wedding. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, the Gemara in the Yerushalmi
doesn't one apply the other? Like, obviously, you're saying in
Marvin. Yeah, and absolutely. But that's what I'm trying to, yes, but I'm, yes, clearly. Okay, but the Pirkei d'Eliezer spells it out. That's all. Yerushalmi and the Medrash Rabbah don't spell it out. Just, but absolutely. If Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha means there's Simcha. But the Pirkei d'Eliezer spells it out more directly. Here in Parak Tez Zayin 19. Again, look at it. It says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Minayin Anulamedim Shivis Yimei HaMishteh. Where do we see that there are 7 days of celebration? Yaakov Avinu. Right, so it's Rabbi Yaakov Avinu. And Rebbe Omer Shivis Mamisha Me'analom Shimshon. He learns it out the story of Shimshon. All right, and the Yalkut Shimoni there in Shoftim by Shimshon, Remez Ayin 20 says Shivis Mamisha Lamed Yaakov or Shimshon. Good, we learn from both. Okay, the point is that we have Mekoros in Tanakh, one in the Torah itself and one in Nevi'im by Nevi'im Rishonim. You have a Mekor for the concept of Shivis Mamisha. There are 7 celebratory days. So the title of the Shir was the origin. Well, the origin seems to be way back in biblical times, the time of Yaakov Avinu, and then repeated again with Shimshon centuries later. So these are the Makoros, at least according to this presentation we're giving now. We have bona fide Makoros for the notion of 7 days of celebration. Again, what we call the Sheva Brachos week following the wedding. What's interesting is if you look in elsewhere, you look elsewhere in the Yerushalmi, the statement is as follows. This is Yerushalmi Ksubas, Parak Alav Alach Alav 21. There it says, Moshe Hiskin Shivisim HaMishteh V'Shivisim HaEvel. It's Moshe Rabbeinu instituted it, right? Both the Shivisim HaMishteh by wedding and also Rachman Otzan, the Shiva, you know, Shivisim HaAvelos, the seven days of Shiva after somebody, one of the relatives died. That's Mitakonis Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the straight reading of the Yerushalmi Ksubas, Parak Alav Alach Alav. Moshe Hiskin Shivisim HaMishteh V'Shivisim HaEvel V'lo Hiskin La'mona Klom. But if you marry an Amana, a woman's already been married, then you don't have any. We'll come back to that point. The Korban HaEda, though, says in Parakat of Alachal of there, Exodus 22. He writes on the words Moshe, he's in Klomar Mida Oraisa, Istan Shushivis, and Mishav Shivim, Avil, the Ksiv, Yaakov, Alish Lazos, Ksiv, Ayas, Love of Avil Shivis, Avim. Even though it says Moshe Hiskin, but the Korban Eid understands that we can't ignore the source that we mentioned, the source from Yaakovino, or source also source from Yaakov by the Avelis, right? By Yas, Love of Avil Shivis, Avim, by when Yaakov dies. Okay, so you have Psukim. So I'm not really sure what the commentator is driving at, other than perhaps to say, that it's maybe Takonis Moshe, but at least it has a remez. That's the play Moshe says that Mefurish in 23. Okay, and the same place in Ksubas Parak Alav Alachalav Divamaso Moshe Hiskin Klomar the Yeshlahan remez min hakosav the Torah d'chsiv malei shuozos. Okay, mechein be'evil, right? Also be'evil. There's a remez at least in the Torah. Okay, and by the Almana. Lo matzino lo remez min haTorah, because Rachel and Leah were not almonas; they were bstulas. So they have no remez. But the point is that there is a remez. So it's interesting to figure out what exactly does it mean. Is it a mukar, the psukim, or is it just a remez? Okay, or was it Moshe takanas Moshe? Yeah.
You could also say that this was the practice.
Right, bim kamenu. You mean
So you have, for instance, that Lavan or Avram Avinu had Pesach. And then later on, it was established,
standardized. Okay,
it became standardized, and it became Pesach Hashem.
Yeah. Okay, that's true. Good. All right. But we look in the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam also seems a little bit ambiguous. You look in Hilchos Ishus. Okay, that's the laws of marriage. 24. Perek Yud Alach Yud Beis. The Rambam writes, "V'chein Tiknu Chachamim Shekolano Se Besula." I know the marriage is Besula. Girl getting married for the first time. Yes, Sameach Ima Shiva Shomim. Because V'chein Tiknu Chachamim. Which sounds, very much like it's the Rabbana, right? Ketikno Chachamim. And now the Rambam elaborates, and I'm not going into great detail, but we'll look at it a little bit. What does it mean? What do you do? Eino Osek b'malachto. He doesn't go to work and take care of his business during that week. Lo nosim and osim b'shuk. Right? Doesn't go to the marketplace and, handle out in the market. Rather, ela ochel v'shosim v'samech. He's eating, drink, and be happy with his new bride. Bein shahaya bachor, bein shahaya almon. Whether he is a bachor never married or he's been married before. Bimhoisa be'ula, and if she was once married before, then ain't pachos mishloshu yom. Then it's 3 days. Shetikna chachamim, he libnos, shetakonas chachamim, he libnos Yisrael. Shesamachim be'ula, at least 3 days, bein bachor, bein almon. Okay, we'll see that different. But the point I'm stressing now in that Rambam, in the beginning, Parak Yoda, Hichos Ish, Salach Yid Beis, said, v'chein tiknu chachamim. Which doesn't sound like he learns it at the rice. On the other hand, in Hilchos Ovil, Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, look at 25, the Rambam says, "Umosh Rabbeinu tiknem leYisrael shivus me'avelos shivus me'mishta." So I don't know. Does he mean it's early? It's Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Takonis Moshe Rabbeinu will also be the Rabbana. It doesn't mean it's from the Torah. And that is, after all, the Lashon of the Gemara in Yerushalmi, in Ksubas, that says, back in 21, it's a Moshe Hiskin shivus me'mishta. So you can explore a little bit. Does he mean it's Doraisa? What does he mean it's Drabbono? We have to come back to that point. But certainly there's at least a remez in the Torah to this idea. But now we come to try and understand what exactly is the nature of this celebratory simcha. We have a source, whatever exactly the source is, but there are 7 days of celebration associated with the wedding, after the wedding, and what we call the week of Sheva Brach. So look at something interesting in the Shulchan Aruch. Evan Ezer, Simon Samach Dalad Sif Alad, 26. Hanose Besula, Tzorach lismoch ima shiva yamim. Good. Okay. He marries a psula. He has to be happy with him, rejoice with her for 7 days. Shalo yasem malocha, v'lo yisev etim b'shuk, v'lo ocha v'shoz v'sameach ima, beinu bachar, beinu amon. Okay. Now, then it says, v'choson osur basiyas malocha, v'osur lo tzis yichid b'shuk. According to the Ran, v'choson can't do malocha, and he doesn't, out of cover, he shouldn't walk around by himself. He has a retinue. The week of Sheva Brach is he has people accompanying him and so on, not wandering around alone. Okay. Sif Beis. Hanose Sabaula Tzorach Lismoch Ima Shoshu Shaman. If he marries someone who's been married already, not Psula, Sabaula, then it's 3 days, Bein Bacham and Amon, Vieh Shomim, the Bacham Shna Sabaula Tzorach Lismoch Ima Shiva Yomim. And if it's a bocher, it's 7 days. If he's the bocher, either one, she may have been married before, but if he wasn't, then it's 7 days. That's a machlokas. And then it says, "V'ha'isha yichola limchol al simchasa." The woman can be mochel, right? The simcha that's doer. She can forego that right. So take a look at an interesting comment made by the Chalkas Machokek the side of the page, a contemporary of the Shach and so on. He's printed on the side of the page in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer 27. Chalkas Mechokech Siman Samach Dalit Sifat and Beis. He says a little interesting. He says Mechasson Aser Basias Malacha. Take a look again at Sif Aleph. Look in the parentheses. That's assumed to be the Rambam of Sif Aleph. Mechasson Aser Basias Malacha. Why is the Rambam making that statement? The Mechaber said that already. Look at the opening phrase. Hanosim Sulat Tzarch Lishmach Meshuyam Shalom Yasem Malacha. So why repeat? Why add? Bechasan Aser Basias Malacha. Just said Shalom Yasem Malacha. Usually when the Rambam pipes up, he says something that wasn't said before. So that's what I understand, says the Chalkas Mechokei. Why would you say, right, that Chosan, that's the Dibur HaMaskel here, it's a cotton base. Why do you have to say, Bechosan Aser Basias Malacha, it already said, on the second line of source 26, it already said on the first line, it already said, Shalom Yasem Malacha. So what's being added? So he says an important thing. Nira Diagi Arab Din Ze'afo Pisho Chosav Ze'i said before, Shalom Yasem Malacha. According to the way the Mechaber presents it, why is it that the Chosin can't go to work? Okay, so look carefully. It's he has to rejoice with her. It's, you know, basically, you know, it's in consideration of her that we have this requirement. So says the Chalkas an important point. From the opening phrase in the Shulchan Aruch, it would imply that the Chiyuv of Simcha is Mishum Lisa Dida, in consideration of her, Tiknu Kain. And therefore, Vimhi Ahaya wrote, she can be Mocha that, as indeed it says in Siv Beis. We saw that in Siv Beis, and we have a rule in general. It's for her benefit. So she wants to decline the benefit. Okay, so decline the benefit, right? We find that in other places. The Chalkas Mechokei says that somebody can say, EF Shibit Takonis Chachamim. I'm not interested in what the Chachamim did on my behalf. It's better to me this way. I'd rather do it that way. Okay? But he says, okay, now he says, however, after Chol Imchos Imchosa, Hanulecho Lishtos Lismochimo, Aval Bimelocha Velot says Yechidi Lashuk, Af Shehimo Chelos Mechomo Hu Aser Bezeh. Okay, says the Chalkas Mechokei, there are two different dinim. It doesn't say it in Brisker terminology, but there are two different dinim going on here. The first part of the statement of Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph, and I'm sorry, so you have to flip back the other page, but 26, is the simcha that focuses upon her. He has to be mesameach her, right? So therefore, I know some suits, imo, shuyom velo yasem alocha, and so on, rather he should be with her. But then the Ramah says, V'chosam osur basiyas malacha. That's a separate thing. That's not in consideration of her. That's his requirement that he's not allowed to go to work. He's not allowed to wander around the streets or be outdoors by himself without someone accompanying him, you know, as a sign of COVID during the week of Sheva Brachas. In other words, what the Chalkas Mechokei is telling us is based on what the Shulchan Aruch is saying here, is that she has the right to be mochel the simcha that's due her, but he still won't be able to go to work. You know why? Because not going to work is part of his chi of simcha, and she has no right to be mochel that. That's nothing to do with her. Okay? Afshi machlid, the last line of 27. Afshi mochelas, become a awesome is there. Why? Mitam shu domel amelech. Ka choyanir li yasher, bonos harabba goes, well, eat the mochel. After all that, he said, I'm not sure it's right, you know, but it's a very important suggestion. And the suggestion is that there are really two different, we talk about the nature of the simcha, of the Sheva Brachas week, there's one that the Chosin has to be Mesameach his Kala, but there's also a Chiyav that he has to be Mesameach himself. And whereas she can be Mochel on what's due to her, yeah, you know, she can't be Mochel what he has to do for himself. There's two different simchas. The Beis Shmuel, the other comment,
that,
yeah.
That could be also the Chilik and the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Ishus Perik Yud could be very that good. The Chosin has a Simcha to be Mesameach her, and that's why he goes through. He says, Einam Mosek Lomachtov, 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 but the Rambam Perak Aleph and Hilchos Avelos telling him, but you know, but there's also the 7 days that the Chasam can't work.
So you're having the Avelos. I was going to come back to that, but exactly correct. I think that's we'll see. But that, absolutely, that could be the two different dinim. You know, right. Exactly correct. It's exactly what I was going to say later, but you're correct. That could be the two different dinim. The Beis Shmuel, we'll come back to it. But very good. That's what I was going to say. Okay, the Beis Shmuel was the other comment on the other side of the page, Nebuchadnezzar, opposite the Chalkas Mechokei. Same Simon Thomas, also the cotton base. He says more briefly, he says, Harav Ramah Chidish Bezeh, Delo Mahani Mechilah Shalom. Right, the Ramah's Hagod, the Ramah's comment here, right? Like the Chalkos Machlokes said, but the Reish Shmuel says it more briefly, is that that she can't be mochel, okay? And that we don't see from the Mechaber, all right? Now, what's this idea of Chosin Domon HaMelech? So that's also in that same passage in Pirkei Avos that we mentioned before. So it's 29 now, okay? Before we quoted Pirkei Avos, what was it, back in 19, but now in 29, the Pirkei Avos says, Chosin Domon HaMelech, Maha Melech Eino Tzol HaShuk L'Vado, the king doesn't go out by himself, okay? Kacha Chosin Eino Tzol HaShuk L'Vado, he also doesn't go out by himself. Maha Melech Lovesh Big Day Kovet, has to wear Bakovet Deka clothing, so to a Chosin. Right, Lovish Big Day calls Chivisim and Mishta. Ma Melech Kol Makalson also Kach Chosin Kol Mak. People praise the king. So during the week of Shavuot, at least they praise the Chosin during the Divrei Torah. You know, after that, they can go back to, you know, telling what you really feel about it. But during the Shavuot week, you all talk about how wonderful the Chosin is. Okay. Anyway, Kach Chosin Kol Makalson also calls Chivisim and Mishta. Ma Melech Pano Miros Karachama, his face is radiant. So to a Chosin. Okay, but that's the idea of Chosin Domel Melech. The Ran on the Sugin Ksubas Tav Zainam and Aleph in the Gemara. There's the Kedusha Ran, not the Ran on the Rift. Kedusha Ran, Dir Vassal Eloha, right. V'chol Shivisime Chasana, Chasar B'Veloch, and Amina Ba'agada, Chasin Domel HaMelech. That's why the Chasin can't go work, because he is Chasin Domel HaMelech. Okay, that's got nothing to do with being with Sameach Her. That's a separate thing. But he's Domel HaMelech, right? Ma HaMelech, Simcho Mishal Afonav, Eino Osam Malach, Av Chosam, Simcho Mishal Afonav, Eino Osam Malach. Ma HaMelech, Eino Yotzim, Mepalto and Shalom, Ma HaMelech, Eino Yotzim, Yechid, and so on and so forth. Same thing with the Chosam. So that's the Halacha. It's very interesting. Yosef Engel was one of the Gedolim in Europe in the late 1800s, early 1900s. So he has a sefer called Gilyonei HaShas. Not Gilyon HaShas of Kiv Eger, but the Gilyonei HaShas. Same thing. You know, it's the stuff that he wrote in the margins, you know, of his Gemara. And then they printed it later. So the Yosef Engel on Ksubas Tav Ches Abayz, a later Gemara, Diva Masl Mavorchim Brichas Chasanim, about Sheva Brachos, it says, V'ulam Miyos Zayin Yimei HaMishtah Nidmim L'moed, and we already saw that, the Shiva, and we'll see it in more detail momentarily, the 7 days of celebration are similar to a moed, right, to Yontif, B'kama Duchten, and other places, Nira Poshet, Da Chosen Chayev Be'atzmo B'simchas Atzmo. He spells it out, right, the Chosen is Chayev B'simchas Atzmo. Like anybody on Yontif, right? That's your own simcha. That is also din on Yontif. You should be masameach your wife and your children. Good. But there's also din to be happy yourself. That's what Yosef Engel points out as well. And in fact, we find a very interesting din based on this. Earlier sugin ksubas, Gimel Amid Bey, he's going over to Dalman and Allah for a Juan Altham, a tragic situation. You hear these cases every once in a long while. Thank God not frequently, but Kedetanya. Haresha Peter Ofu Tvacho Tavuach Vieno Mazuk. Okay, everything's all ready. The food's all ready. The caterer is set up. Everything's set up for the wedding. And suddenly, Rachman Latzan, Mace Aviv Shal Chosin or Ima Shal Kala. The parent, that says specifically the father, the Chosin, and the mother, the Kala, suddenly dies. God forbid. Okay? So it says, Machnisin es ha-meis l'cheder. They put the mace aside. Es ha-chosin l'chala l'chuppah. You have the chuppah. You go on with the chuppah. Even though the parent... now again, you look in Rashi, I'm not my problem now. Ksuba's Gimel Beis 33. Rashi is why Dafka says they were the father, the chosam, the mother, the kala. And not, you know, parents in general. It might be different because each one provides something else. The father for the chosam and the kala's mother for her. Father, the chosam, the chosam, the mother, the kala for the kala. It's different, but I don't go with that. Now, the point is you go further with the wedding. Ubo bilas mitzu parish. He can have a relation with that first time. The noheg shivis, top of Dalman Aleph, second part of 32 in Ksubas. The noheg shivis ima mishta. You have the 7 days of Sheva Brachos, v'acharkach noheg shivis ima bilas. And then Rachman Latzan says Shiva. Very similar to Yontif. Rachman Latzan, if somebody dies on Yontif, so you have the Levi and Chalamoid, right? But then you don't begin the Shiva until afterwards. They're similar, right? Same, that's what I'm trying to point out. That's what the, we said before, Yosef Engel said, this is one of the sources. Yosef Engel says that the simcha of the Shavuot week in some ways is similar to the simcha of Yontif, of a Moed, where we also don't, you also quote unquote postpone the Shiva till afterwards. Here too, we're going to postpone the Shiva till afterwards. Okay. Then it says, the Gemara says that, the whole Osan Yama, who Yashim Ben Anashim, he Yashim Ben Anashim. Okay, so they, you know, they don't sleep together other than the first time, and then they don't sleep together for the rest of the week, because again, Dvarim Shebitzina, private matters like Anya, like the Chol HaMoed also. So again, that's a technical detail over there. You know, I printed a little Rashi interest in that sugya. It's an important sugya. Again, it's Gimel Bey's going over to Dalam and Aleph. So I have Rashi's from both. But be that as it may, if you take a look in the Meiri, in source number 35, the Meiri there in Ksuba's Dalam and Aleph says, Shivis Yimei Chuppah L'Chosim Harei Heim Etzlo Keregel. The Shivis Yimei Chuppah, right, the 7 days, are for the Chosim, like a Yontif. Keregel Gomor. That's the din, right? And the Rambam Paskins Hilchos Avil Parak Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin 36 Shivisim Achasnos Harein Kiregel Umisha Meisal Meis Pesochi Amisha Filu Avim Imo Mashlim Shivisim Asimcha Acharach Noish Shivisim Avelos. This just hammers home the point. I think that the one aspect of Simcha is what we spoke about before, and as Yerucham said, okay, that's, you know, what he does for her, provides for her, but there's also clearly an obligation of the Simcha for yourself, like by a Moed. That's how Shulchan Aruch also paskens. We look in Hilchos Avelos, Yerodeus and Shin Mem Beis, Sif Aleph 37. It tells the story like the Gemara does. Misha Hechen Kol Tzor Chechupah, everything was set up already, and the food was made. Now, there are issues where if you didn't have the chasana yet, just the food was already made, so now you have a consideration of losing all this money, all this food. Now it depends. Can you sell it? As he talks about, perhaps sometimes you can sell it, okay? And then suddenly the father of the chasana, the mother of the kala died. There's nobody else to take care of these matters and so on. So, like it says in the Gemara, in the third line of 37, Machnisin es hameis lecheder, es hachosom es hakala lechupa, you go through with the chupa, and he has bo'ol b'lis mitzah, and v'chevet shechala lechupa, it says, once you have the chuppah, then it's a yantafim. It's a yantafim. The noeg shivis yimei mishta. You have to celebrate the 7 days of mishta, and then avelus. Right? V'acharkach, noeg shivis yimei avelus. But again, things, private matters, dvarim shebitzina, you know, like not having relations, so that is noeg. And he says, also b'tashamita, therefore he should stay with men, she should stay with women, fine. Okay? And the question of what about during the day is only night, they shouldn't be together during the day. That's what I'm all talking about. Okay, the various other details. Okay, but anyway, that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch there in Simon Shin Mem Beis. And later in Hilchas Avelos, Simon Shin Pei Gimel of Yerodea, Siv Beis, 38, Avalim Konas Lechupa, you already had the Chupa, Vizkilu Yemei HaMishta Shalom, and the celebratory Sheva Brachos week started, Vachakach Meis Lameis, and any Meis died, right? Any one of the seven relatives, Mutul Es Yachrim Kmo Shara Velos. Like any other Velos, he can be in Yichud with her. Can't sleep with her, but he can be in Yichud. Bahu Shabal, as long as he previously had relations with her at least once. Okay. So in any event, what comes out from there clearly is that there is a din of Simcha for the Chosan when he gets married independent of her. Okay, now we also see, we touched on a little bit, I'll mention it now briefly, the idea of a difference between if the bride is marrying for the first time or for the second time. The Gemara says on Zanam and Aleph, in Ksuba 39, Eloha de Tanya, Shoktu Chachama Takanat Mososhe Samech Ima Gimel Yomim. You have a statement, she has to rejoice for 3 days. So who? Bemaya, what's the circumstance? Ibe Bachar, if it's a guy getting married for the first time, Armat Shivu, he said 7 days. Ibe Almon, he has already been married, so he said 1 day. Where does 3 days come in? So Ibe Yisei Ba'alma Yom Echad Lebracha Shloshul Simcha, Ibe Yisei Ba'alma Shivu Lebracha Shloshul Simcha. So the sugya goes on. Based on this, the Ritva summarizes. I printed the Kedusha Ritva, there in Ksubas Zayin Amin Alav, Dimas Ibe Yisei Ma 40. Nimtzi Yisheish B'davar Gimel Dinim. There are three levels, three dinim. Bachur Ubsula, a first time married, getting married, a young man, or old man, whatever, a chosin. And Ubsula, she never married either. Then, so he then says the Ritva, Bachur Ubsula, oh, Almon Ubsula, or even if he was married before, but she wasn't, Yeshlem Shivala Bracha Vishivala Simcha. 7 days of saying Sheva Brachas, the Brachas, you know, added to the benching, Sheva Brachas, and also 7 days of Simcha. Bachur Almona. Okay, Yeshlem Shivala Bracha Shloshul Simcha. They're getting married for the first time for the guy, but she's been married before, then it's only 3 days of Simcha. Almon v'almon, if both have been married before, then Yom Echel Bracha v'gimel Simcha, Pasuk HaRamam Zal. The Ramam there is Hilchos Brachos, Parak Beis Halacha Tes, 41. Beveis Chasanim, Brachim, Beveis Chasanim, Acha Arba Brachas Elo. Arba Brachas are the four Brachas of benching. Brachas Hamozen. Okay, that's what's being discussed there in the second parak of Hilchos Brachos. So Rambam says, after these four brachas are benching, during the week of Sheva Brachos, you add these other seven brachas called Birchas Chasanim. We call them Sheva Brachos. B'chol suda v'suda sholchum sham. Whenever they're having a meal together, they have a minyan. B'ein b'varchin brachas zu l'avadon. Kind of fine. Ad kam b'varchin brachas zu. Under what circumstances? Depends. Im hoya almon shenosa almona. And what is the maximum amount of time you say these Sheva Brachos? If they've both been married before, b'varchin also be omrishim b'vad. Just the first day. That's it. Then that's the Rambam. The Bach points out in that same Siman Eved Ezra, Samach Dalad, okay, he discusses that the dinim of Simcha and the dinim of how many days you say Sheva Brachos are not necessarily parallel. Can you also discuss that difference in Mesula and Almana? Again, we don't have time to go through every last detail, but what he says is that because when neither are married before, there's a greater excitement. If they're both married before, there's lesser excitement and so on. Okay, that's what it has to do with. The Shulchan Aruch rules in Siman Samach Bey Siv Vav 43, Ad Kama Varchen Brochazu. For how long do you say these so-called Sheva Brochas during benching? Imaya Almo and Shenasa Almana. Again, Varchen Aruch Sobiyom Rishma Vad. Both married before, just the first day. In Bachashas or Amuchas Psula, Rachas are called Shivisimah Mishnah, and the Shivisimah Mishnah begin with the first time, at the wedding, we say these brachas. So anyway, getting back to our point, you see from there also, why should there be a chilek? Why should there be a chilek? So the answer would seem to be, and that's what the Bach was saying, really, the answer would seem to be that when she's been married before, she doesn't require the same simcha, the same treatment. She's been married before, right? I mean, of course you have to be nice, but the idea that she needs this simcha in order to be accustomed to be married, they don't need it the same thing with Almana, right? But as far as his simcha, in terms of being a yontif, that still applies. So it just kind of hammers home the fact that it's two different dinim. The Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, the Grach, okay, the Reb Chaim Brisker, in the Chidusha HaGrach on Ksuba Zanam and Beis, according to this presentation, others have a collected stencil form. It's Oskuf, if you want to look it up. This is actually from his son, as it says in the very bottom of 44, Mehagrizasal. This is from Ritzak Zev, from the so-called Brisker Rub, Rebelvila Soloveitchik. He said the following. Harambam, and we saw this Rambam, the Rambam in Perek Yud of Ilchus Ishos Halacha Beis, right? The Rambam said, Din brichas brocha brichas beis chanam din simcha shnei. I'm sorry. A ramam kosov de benosa almana misamcha gimel yomim. We got brichas chasanim kos devar kol shiri hamemishta. He points out the two ramams. We saw them both. Okay, we just didn't highlight the distinct. Highlight this point, but we can highlight it now. Okay, he says if you take a look, the ramam Hilchos Ishos when he talks about the simcha says that the simcha by an almana is 3 days. But yet by Birchas Chasanim, he says, you say the Sheva Brachas all 7 days. What's going on? Okay, he's going to go to work and then he's going to have this Brachas. And what's going on? So he writes, Ubir Shitas HaRambam, the second paragraph 44, the Chaim writes, or again, quoting his son, the din, I don't know if he quoted his son or whoever put the Sefer together, I'm not sure, but whatever, it comes from the Brisker of Revelable. He says, the din Brocha Beis Chasanim, the din Simcha, I'm Shnei Din and Ephraim. Like the simcha, din of simcha, and the din of the saying the brocha is two different things. The din simcha, hainu mashm chayav l'samcha tliya bedida. That depends on her if she's a besula or a ba'ula. But for the brocha, it doesn't depend, not at all. The din of brocha, eno tolim zekhal. Ubeinim u'bocha, v'hi amana, o'im hu amon v'hi besula. Whatever, la'olam hazman l'brocha shiva. V'afilu hecha dekolo yamei ha-simcha. Yes. Because it's different. Kigod Rebocha, Shnas Lamona, the Ainam is Samchal at Gimu Yomim. We call Mokom, Mikri Beis Chasanim calls Zion. That 7 days is on. Mizbar is there. Hear what Chaim is saying, like we said before. Again, there's a distinction. There's that which is focused on her, or is done in consideration of her. We spoke earlier that she can be Mokho that. Okay? But there's also the Chiv that he has of himself, and that type of Simcha, that Simcha is 7 days regardless. Okay? It doesn't matter that he now. There's in effect a practical difference, right? It's not just a matter of mechila. Even there was no mechila with an almana, it's only 3 days. But the seven of his rejoicing, right? The regal aspect, that's the same thing. That's the same as no matter what. He always has those 7 days. Then he brings another riot, the same thing from something the Rambam wrote afterwards. Okay, Mimasha Kosov Bilchus Isha Shamalach Yud Gimel. I printed in 45. The Yesol Adam Lisa Noshim Rabos. A man can marry, again, Midoraisi, he can marry more than one wife. Okay, Chayim Dabin Nogeshme, don't do it. Midoraisi, he can marry more than one wife. Let's say I want to save on wedding expense. I'm going to have a few wives, but I'll get all married at the same time. I'll have one big happy wedding, okay? That'll be a joyous wedding. I'll have a big wedding at the same time. So it says in the Rambam, Paragiro Bechosi Shalachim Gimel 45, Yeshua Rabbi Sandoshim Rabbos, Bachas, Kachas, Biyom Echad, Umavarach, Birchas Chasanam, Ufulan Kachas. Okay, you'll have the Shabbat Brachas at the wedding. You know, you'll call up the rabbi, whatever it is, they'll say the brocha will be one act. Okay, it's hard to imagine such a thing today, but that's what the rabbim says. But look what he writes. Ava l'simcha, tzorach l'smachim kol achas v'achas simcha ru'ula, imsula shivim ru'ula shosha, v'ein marvin simcha b'simcha. You'll have to have separate days of simcha with each one of them, depending upon whether she's a b'sula or b'ula. Maybe they're all b'sulas, they're all b'ulas, whatever. But they make. But you follow? In other words, the act of the wedding itself can happen. Okay? the fact that Matna discussed, that's why didn't Yaakov marry her right away? But, you know, it's that. But a different point. You know, why do I have to wait another week? All right, but anyway, that's what comes out according to that Rambam. So says Reb Chaim, that for the simcha, each one has to have his own simcha. He says, as far as Sheva Brochas is concerned, Brochas, that's only the first 7 days. Okay? The Mikra Beis Chasanim. Even though the Chiyuv Simcha goes very possibly beyond. So it's both ways that comes out from Reb Chaim. He says it could be that the Chiyuv of Simcha will extend beyond how many days you're saying the Brochas. Again, it could be that the days of saying the brachas is less. I'm sorry. The days of saying the brachas will be. The first way is that the scheme of simcha is 7 days, opposed to brachas only 3 days. Yes, I'm sorry. It was the same thing. But here, the scheme of simcha will go well beyond the week, and it could be that his simcha altmoed is fixed at 7 days. But the simcha that he owes her—that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Okay, as before, we said that she can be mochel that simcha, and yet his chiv of personal simcha will go on. Here we're saying the other way. His chiv of personal simcha, as characterized by the Sheva Brochas and so on, that may only be for 1 week. That'll be only for 1 week, because it's just the 7 days after the wedding. This was a multiple wedding. So for the 7 days after the wedding, then he celebrates, that's his simcha. That's his regal. But as far
his avelos as opposed to hers. So he has an avelos on this eighth day.
Yes, I would say that there, that avelos would be chalam. That I think avelos would be chalam. He wouldn't postpone it because his 7 days of regular up. Now, how is he going to be mesameach her? That's a question. Because again, he has to be mesameach her. So how is he mesameach her? That's a question. Okay, I don't know, but I have to look into that. That's a good question. Can he be Mesameach her while he's in Avelos? It's hard to imagine, but I don't know. That's a good question. But what emerges, what I'm trying to point out, is that there's different aspects of Simcha, and there's his Chiv of Simcha. So his Chiv of Simcha goes 7 days. Whether the 7 days is more than the days that he's being Mesameach her, or it's less than the days that he's Mesameach her, because there's several hers in the question. Okay, that's what comes out. With this, as Yerucha mentioned earlier, some poskim are noted the fact that the Rambam seems a little unclear, right? For example, the Raga Chova, the Tzofnas Paneach, on that Rambam, Hilchos Ishus Perakirolach Yed Beis 47, he takes note, V'chein Tikno Chachamim, the Rambam called it the Takanot Chachamim, that's in Hilchos Ishus Perakirolach Yed Beis, but in Hilchos Ovel Perak Alach Aleph, he said it was Takanot Moshe, he quotes Rishalmi, Rishalmi Perak Aleph, the Kan, the Zed, the Havi Takanot Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, and he says to go look what he wrote in Perak Aleph Hilchos Ovel. So he raised the question. According to our approach, we have the answer, or an answer. Because one was the takana of being mesameach her. Okay, that's what's in Sen Hilchos Ishus. That's Tikno Chachamim. Okay, but as far as the idea of him celebrating the 7 days, that may be higher. That may be the Raisa, or at least, you know, mitakana se Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's also why she could be mochel. That could be another nafkamina also.
That's the first one. Right. The Sefer HaMakna I mentioned in the past, really should be called the Sefer HaMikno. Okay, in the yeshivas they call it the Makna. The Sefer HaMikno was written by the author of the Haflah, or Pinchas Halevi Horowitz. That's a line by line and Rashi by Rashi, tells by tells his commentary on Masechet Kiddushin. And the back he has a Kunj Zachar on Evan Ezer. So this is in Siman Samach Dalet. Again, it's called in the Yeshiva the Makna. So the Sefer HaMikna is more pointed out as a Pusuk. Pusuk Yom Yoh, right? So that's probably was borrowed from Sefer HaMikna, because a lot of the Masechet Kiddushin, which is what the Sefer is about matters relating to Kinyonim and so on. But in the Yeshiva they call it the Makna. Fine. So the Makna, Kunj Zachar and Siman Samach Dalet, he says, with Lofiz Yatzarach Lomar, the Lomikri Chosan, he says, actually, you're not really called a Chosan unless you're marrying someone that's been married before. Of a Bachosh, no, someone a Lomikri Chosan. Well, if he's there, he goes back to that Ramah. Also, he's shaper, how the cousin Ramah is if Aleph the Mari Bibsula Shas Malacha, Mitzar Asma Balama Hari Mechila. See, he says a little differently, we said. He says maybe the Chilik in those two plays in Ramah. Look back in 26, Ramah wrote, again, in Simon Samtal, Tzib Aleph, Shahar Hor, Hanose Bisula Tzarach Lismach Ima Shiva Yamim, Shal Yasim Malacha, and so on. That's Hanose Bisula. I got Hanose Bisula. Then on that, there's an Issa Malacha of himself, and on that, Mechila doesn't work. Right? She can't be Mochel. That she can't be Mochel. But that is not called a chosen, so that you can mean. So it's a little different than he said it basically. But in any event, then he wonders, what about Amon Shinosa Basula? What if she's a Basula? He's getting married for the second time. But and the Pisrei Tshuva there in Ebenezer, Gimel quotes this Machne. Okay, he says, I'm the same as Machne. And he says that maybe she can't be Mochel. The only thing she can be Mochel is Lechol Lishtos Lismar. But the Issa Malacha is different. There are different approaches to that Ramah. But in any event, we can also say that this issue of you know, of whether the Chiyav, what Chiyav we're talking about, two different aspects of Simcha. Again, like the Rabbi Yosef Engel sending a Shas, the Chosin has a personal Chiyav of Simcha similar to Yom. So really, we have a discussion whether the whole Chiyav of Simcha of during the Shiva Yom Mishnah is, in fact, a derisa or not. The Ramban, in his Asogas to the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam Shoresh Beis, the long, long piece. But in the middle, he writes in 50, Afilu Takonos of Shamosh Rabbeinu, even something instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu, over Shalom, Atzmo himself, is Midrabanan. It's still a Drabanan. In other words, even if Takonos Moshe is still a Drabanan, Kemosha Omru, when he quotes that Yerushalmi Ksuba, as we saw before, Moshe Tikalim Shviz HaMishter, Shviz HaMelech, Hey Midrabanan. So according to Ramban, there's no doubt that the whole thing is Rabbanan. The Rosh also, the Rosh in Ksubas Perak Aleph, Simon Hay, going on Dalon Aleph 51, the case where the wedding feast was all prepared and then one of the parents died and so on. So in the context of that, he also says, he says towards the end of that piece that I quoted, the Shivis Yimei HaMishta, the Rabbanan Hay. Okay, he says clearly, the Shivis Yimei HaMishta are drabbanan. Okay, so he's
isn't it a raya for it? Earlier you told us that you don't do the shivis mishteh if there's avelos. Both of those things in avelos after the kvura are
also drabbanan. Right. So the Rosh talks about that a little bit, and he says that maybe the first day of avelos could be deraisa, and he says maybe the first day of the simchas is serious and mishta deraisa. But again, no, we say you don't do the avelos, you put off the avelos. You're saying you put off the avelos because of drabbanan, you mean? Right. But these Rishonim say that the whole thing is drabbanan. Ramban says both. Look at the back in 50. Moshe tikalim shivis shivis avelos for hamid drabbanan, both drabbanan. The Rosh is willing to say, at least according to Mahag, that maybe the first day is different in both instances. Okay. And he brings up your point. He says, "Mikan koshel amasher kosel balalachos mishemais lomais biyontem achron shnorg ba'velus nudavelus yom rishon daraisa yom toshen drabanan." Right? We know that rule, right? Rachman al-Tzan, if somebody dies a chalamot sukkis, so the shiva begins when? On Simchas Torah. The count is the first day. Or Pesach, it'll begin on the, you know, the extra day of yontem outside of Israel. That's the first day of shiva. Yeah, but we're not knowing shiva. We're not knowing, don't sit on the floor. We're not knowing avelus. The Baha'i says you are knowing avelus because Yonta Shein Drabonon, the Seidor Raisa, is knocks off the Drabonon. So if that's the case, we should also have, Hachanami, you know, avelus, we are reaching the Shivas of Mr. Drabonon. Maybe the first day of avelus they should have. So he does bring that issue in. But in any event, my point is they both call it Shivas of Mr. Drabonon. On the other hand, okay, what about that Mishnah in Nagoim? Okay, what about that Mishnah Nagoim? The Pasuk says in Parashat Tazria, Parakid Gimel Pasuk Yadalim, of Yikra 52, Uviyom Heroes Babosar Chayitma, when you see the, on that day, when you see that the Taras has blossomed or whatever, he becomes Tomei. And there's another Pasuk in Mitzorah, in Parakid Dalim, Pasuk Lam Vav, about the house, right, that the Kohen would empty, remember, they would empty all the property out of the house before destroying it, before declaring it by Samanugah. So not to have to destroy everything in the house. So the word says in Mord Cotton, Zion and Beis, the Tanya, Uvi Yom Heros, Yesh Yom Shatarobo, Yesh Yom Shiatarobo. Bikan Amru Chosn, Shinolubo Nega, Nosno Shivya Memishte, Lo Ulubes Uluxuso. Bikan Berego, Nosno Shivya Memishte, Dubi Huda. And Rabbi learns it after the, he doesn't disagree, Rabbi learns it after the other Pasuk. But Tzivi HaKohen, if you have to, you wait for the bias to protect your belongings, certainly for the mitzvah, you know, if it's a chosan or it's a yontif, you delay. Whatever it is. But that's the halacha. The Raman Hilchas Tumas Saras, Perek Tes Halacha Ches 56 writes, chosan shenir bo nega, nosin lo kol shivis yom mishtah, v'chein nir begoto, v'beso, ein ronas ad lachar mishtah. Chein beregel, nosin lo kol yomos regel shnemar, and so on and so forth. So 1 second. So the Pnei Yoshua and others, the Pnei Yoshua in Ksubas, Dav Dalam and Aleph, he says, you know, you on our sugya, he quotes the Rosh and he says that whole issue, but you know, about the first day of the Avelos and so on. But he writes, I don't understand. He said, look at the second paragraph. He says, Mio ikasha. The per kamenoid cotton maisya shas brisa. Okay, it's really from that mission in the Goyim. Over yom heroes, but yesh yom she iata roa, but mikan omru choshen hobo nega, no so zayin, I mister, hamburger hood, etc. So he says, umasik shom roa, dvar rishus ikibanaho, mashra lehedi, the behuda sober, the dvar rishus emam tela dvar mitzah, because choshen choshen, the nosti lo zayin yomim lichos a nega, imkain mashra lehedi, the choshen a mitzah deraisin inu. Sounds like it's a din the rice. Otherwise, why would you wait for seeing the nega? You're not supposed to look in the Sefer HaChinuch. You're not supposed to delay. You know, if a person, I mean, it's not our topic. I guess I could have printed it. If you see what might be a nega, you can tell, I'll go to the coin next week. I'll wait 3 months. No, you're supposed to do it right away. So says the Pnei Rishu, I don't understand. If there's an obligation to have your nega checked out right away, so what do you mean wait 7 days? Okay, evidently, these 7 days must be a deraisa. There must be a mitzvah. All right, so that's what the Pnei Yeshua seems to conclude. And other achonim also, the Karen Ora on the sugi on that sugi and what cotton chesam abeis, Dibamasal Nachzul in Yonenu. Also, he quotes the Kasha. Okay, he says that by Yontif there's a Simcha and by Chosna is Simcha, and Simcha is not only outward manifestations but also Lismoch Gam Belev. Okay, be internally happy. Okay, we know that's true, you know, in all the cases. But in any event, he says, it sounds like this. He quotes the Pnei Yeshua, okay? A Pnei Yeshua, b'kudusach b'ksubas hikshalze. Okay? Yes, you know, how can you delay? So he says, el advarim kain heim nilazayti, l'chol hani gimel shriyos. All these things actually are chad anper, they all have the same thing. D'lo motzino b'hem mitzvah mufereshes b'tara. It's not really a mitzvah reshim Torah. The royal lasses came. We learn from something. It's proper. It's proper. Okay, there's such a thing. Rav Asher Weiss talks about this. There's what's mefurish in the Torah, and there's the rotzon haTorah. The rotzon haTorah is that the chassid should be happy. Okay, so it's kind of like it's higher than a drabbanon. Okay, higher than a drabbanon. It's like simchas yontif. According to the Gemara, simchas yontif is only the meat from the karbonos. That's it. What about today? So obviously there is still something. And he says, look at the last couple of lines. So we see that's what the Torah wants, even though it's not a mitzvah of simchas. He says maybe that's, you know, that's the chiluk, so to speak. That you know, that's why it's not right to see a chosin's a nega, because it's going to take away. Right? It's not a mitzvah, you know, to rejoice, but it's enough of a desire of the Torah to postpone seeing his nega. We can say according to we don't need either any of these terutzim. We could say that perhaps the conflicting sources are depending upon which simcha you're talking about. Maybe the simcha, which you know, the simcha of doing for her, and you know, and not eating and drinking and not going to work and those things. That may be drabbanon. Okay, that may be drabbanon. But the you know, the way the Rosh said and then the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah said like that. Okay, maybe there, that aspect taka is darbonon. But the personal rejoicing in the chosan, maybe that's daraisa. And that's why for him, you wait. That was the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. How do you wait for the nega? Because that impacts him. It's nothing to do with her. Okay, it's nothing to do with being mesameach her, right? So therefore, it's his issue. So we could answer. And I just ended, you have different psukim that point in different directions. On the one hand, you have a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Samach Beis, pasuk K, Kiyival Bochor B'sula Yivaluch Barachim, Sos Chosan Al Kala, we all know those words, you know, from Mukhadodi, twisted around, but umsos chosam al kala. There's simcha of the chosam in conjunction with the kala. On the other hand, okay, Shirashir and Paragim of Pasukyal of 60, Tzenarena benos tziom amelach shloma batar sheitchalo imo biyom chasuno so uviyom simchas libo. That's going on him. So really, the bottom line is that there are two different aspects of simcha. Of the during the when I said the nature of the simcha of the Sheva Brachos week celebrations is two things: the chosan with the kala, okay, and then there's the chosan himself. Now we can go on and really talk about it for a different time. The kala herself maybe also. We were chosan centric tonight, but the kala also. That's a question: do we say chosan dom lelach also kala dom lemalka? Do we have that same rule or not? That's a discussion in its own right. But that may be a different. You know, there's And I was just thinking, maybe it's even alluded to in the brachas, right? The second to last bracha of the Sheva Bracha is Mesameach Choson V'Chalom. The other one is Mesameach Choson Imakalom. Now, maybe you could make a Sheva Bracha's drosha out of that, you know, figure out the two different types of simcha. But, and again, the simcha is ultimately belief. You know, simcha's liba, like the Pesuk says there in Shir Hashim, and that's the real key of simcha. The Rav always said that about the Yontif, right? There's outward manifestation of simcha, but the real simcha is ikar simcha is belief. So that may be by a chosin and kala also. So when we're misameach chosin and kala during the week of Sheva Bracha, it's really both things. We want to be misameach them together as a unit. We also misameach certainly the chosin privately, but maybe or personally. And when Mekala is same, chosin don't lechem, maybe it's true about the kala as well. Now we could talk about it a different time. I wish everybody a guten Shabbos.
Rabbi? Yes.